The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. This is probably the only place on radio, as far as talk shows are concerned, and on cable news, this is probably the only place where we're not going to spend the entire day talking about the Mueller report, Mueller's press conference, and I'm not even going to get into it. Nope. Oh, I might make a couple comments, but that will be all. So anyway, welcome. If you want all Mueller all the time, turn on CNN, Fox, or whatever. But no, not here. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, an update on Drag 101. Drag 101 was the program that was going to be presented at one of the Delaware County libraries, where a drag queen was going to be coming to the library and presenting a program called Drag 101, teaching children how to be a drag queen. Yes, with the tax dollars of the good folks up in Delaware County. Well, it was quite controversial, as you might think. I begged and pleaded with everyone in Delaware County to contact the library, be kind, be gracious, but be firm. This is inappropriate. I don't want my tax dollars to be spent for this. Well, here is the latest. This was breaking news last night. It became official this morning. Drag 101 will not be held at the Delaware County District Library. That's right. It will not be held there. It has been moved to a place called Secret Identity Comics. Well, yeah, and I'm not trying to be funny, but that's far more appropriate. A comics place is far more appropriate than a public library. Anyway, it has been moved there. Why? Well, according to the drag performer Selena T. West, that's not his real name. That's his stage name, his drag queen name. In an interview with a local TV station, he said there was, and I am quoting, a threat made against those participating in the program. Now, please note, he did not say threats. He said there was a threat made. Now, let me read his statement to you, and then I'll give you my comment. He said, When you say and demonize gay people or drag queens or trans individuals under the guise of being an advocate for children, then you're letting people know and you're telling people that we are a danger to children. So those people, some of them who aren't probably all there in the head. So in other words, if you're not head over heels for drag queens, you're a little bit crazy in the head. They might think that they need to protect children from us because you've demonized gay people, drag queens, and trans individuals. Now, that's interesting that he emphasizes the gay aspect, the sexuality, when over and over and over and over again, he and the library director says, this isn't about sexual. This is, Anyway, West said that while those organizing opposition to the program may not condone the threat, again, not threats, the threat, they created a condition where it was inevitable. You're sending a message that we are not worthy of love. Okay. Now, the general population will buy that. The general population will read that and go, oh, we need to love everybody. You folks, because you are LTDs, see through that. It's not about love. That's not the issue. Who is loved? Who isn't loved? Never was the issue. Never is the issue. Anyway, he went on. You're sending message that we are not worthy of love. We are not worthy of being equal to you. We don't deserve rights. And when you're saying that we shouldn't be around children, someone is going to call and make a threat because they think they're protecting children. Now, number one, I'm not buying that for a minute. Not for a minute. I'm not positive. I'm not absolutely certain, but here is my guess on this. The library receives so many calls, and the calls would equate to the defeat of the next library levy. Not only that, the board of directors of the library, I understand, in Delaware County are elected. And I am almost positive that the members of the library board up there called the director of the library and said, hey, you can't do this. We'll all get voted out. The next election, we'll all be out of here. And then you will not be. I think they were scared to death of losing their appointed elected positions. I think the library director was scared to death of losing his position. I don't buy the thing about a death threat or a threat. And by the way, it doesn't say there was a death threat. Just said a threat. Okay? So here is my guess, and it is a guess. This was a way out. If you know anything about the radical homosexual community, you know they are vicious. Vicious, vicious, vicious. And I mean vicious. Had the director of the library up in Delaware announced, you know, we've had a lot of public opposition, and we have listened to the community, and we've decided we're going to cancel the Drag 101 because of public opinion, the radical homosexual community would have gone crazy. They would have gone insane. And I think it's very possible there would have been riots at the library from the radical left. This is a way to say to the homosexual community, hey, we wanted to have it. We tried. We supported you. We fought for you. We believe in you. But for safety reasons, we were forced to cancel. Has nothing to do with you or the content. We still believe in you. We still support you. But because of safety reasons, we had to cancel. It was their way out with ticking off the radicals. And I mean the radicals, ticking them off the least. That's my guess. That's my guess. That's conjecture on my part, but I think it is an educated guess. Now, it's interesting because all of the TV stations and almost all of the radio stations are reporting it was a threat. This is terrible. This is awful. They had to cancel it because of a threat. I had on my program last week Melissa Atkison. Melissa is a candidate for, I don't think it's federal, I think state senate. She is a political candidate. She's the one that brought this to most people's attention. She was on several radio programs. She was interviewed by several TV programs. She received dozens of threats, possibly hundreds. I'm not sure about hundreds, but I know for sure she received dozens of threats, and many of them were death threats. Did you see any of that reported by any of the TV stations in town? Oh, this local activist opposed the Drag 101, and as a result, the radical homosexual community threatened her life. Did anybody see that reported? No. I don't remember seeing that in any of the local news, hearing about it, seeing it on TV. No. Maybe it did. Maybe I just didn't see it, but I didn't see a one. So dozens of threats against the conservative Christian, that's not even mentioned. One threat, we don't even know what the threat is. They never said it was a death threat, just a threat, and it's all over the news. I think that should tell you a great deal about the balance in our local news organizations. All right. Anyway, the good news is it will not be held at the library. Hey, if they want to do it privately and parents are dumb enough to take their kids, that's between them and God. I'm serious. The problem is a public library and tax dollars. The good news is it has been canceled. Your voice has been heard.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
There have always been apostate churches, and there always will be until Jesus comes back and this planet is cleansed. But it really does seem that they are becoming more in number and more blatantly apostate. I've got an illustration here in front of me. I was just talking before the break about the fact that Drag 101 up in Delaware has been canceled, will not be held at the Delaware County Library any longer. That is good news. And again, folks, your voices were heard. I could be wrong, but I am not buying for a minute that they canceled it because there was a threat. I'm not buying it at all. To hire some off-duty policemen to provide security is no big deal. I promise you, the homosexual community in Columbus, as strong, as powerful, and as wealthy as it is, would have gladly paid for security at that library. I'm not buying it was because of a threat. I'm not buying it at all. I think the public outrage was so loud, so consistent, that the library board in Delaware County was scared to death of losing their position. And I think the library director was scared to death of losing his job. And by the way, he should. Well, he should. Welcoming this kind of program into a public library, he should lose his job. So should the children's director. They should both lose their jobs. So anyway, I'm not buying that it was a threat at all. But anyway, that's good news. It's not going to be at the library. Then I've got this story. In Leander, Texas, the local library was going to host a drag queen story hour. Now, these kinds of things are happening at libraries all across America. 3 or 4 years ago, this was a very, very isolated thing. Not anymore. They're becoming more and more common. Drag queen story hours at your local library. Well, Leander, Texas was going to host a drag queen story hour at their library. However, the city council and the mayor of Leander, Texas got involved. Unlike Delaware, at least I didn't hear a word about the city council or the mayor of Delaware. Maybe they did. I don't know. But anyway, the mayor of Leander, Texas, stepped in with the city council, and Mayor Troy Hill said, quote, "Our library, which is run by a company contracted by the city, chose to wade into social issues water without approval from our city's staff. Since then, it has led to predictable outrage and divisiveness. That is the reason we should avoid these issues. I would be curious if those favoring inclusiveness would feel the same had it been story time about the life of Donald Trump, or how those who wanted it canceled would feel about canceling a story of guns in America. We have lost our ability to discuss with respect for opposing views." Okay, I can buy that. The mayor of Leander, Texas said, "This is a very divisive issue. These are social issues that children shouldn't be confronted with without parents. The company that runs the library didn't run this by the city, and therefore we cannot and we will not be hosting the Drag Queen Story Hour." All right. Good for you, Mayor Troy Hill of Leander, Texas. Well, a local church felt bad for the drag queen, and the local church has taken it upon themselves. They are going to host the Drag Queen Story Hour. Yep, it's Open Cathedral. Quote, "It's a relatively new church which meets in a local elementary school. They will host the event on June 15th. The pastor said, "We must never stop striving for safe spaces for our kids to be unique and loved no matter what." The church's pastor and ordained minister of the United Church of Christ, that's the same denomination that President Obama was from, said on their website the church claims to be open and affirming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so a local church is going to host the Drag Queen Story Hour rather than the local library. Yeah. Today there is almost no end to apostasy. Hey, when we come back, I've got some really good news out of Missouri. Yeah. Hang tight. You'll want to hear this news when we return.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.